The following podcast is a production of the Factual Data Creation Facility. Welcome, one and all, to another edition of Straight from the Desk. There are but three things to discuss today, so let's get right to them. First up, so have you been watching the January 6th, quote, insurrection hearings?
No!
The first evening the hearings were aired, they managed to get around 20 million people to watch them. If you were amongst those, you were treated to a slickly produced documentary-style short film, followed by the usual boring dreck our congressmen are notorious for. The second session was delayed a day. When it finally aired, the audience drop-off was equivalent to the way my OFNT podcast audience has dropped off. By the third day of the hearings, the networks were cutting away for other programming. In the meantime, staff of Stephen Colbert's Late Show, including the controller of Triumph, the insult comic dog, one Robert Smigel, were arrested for running around unescorted within the halls of Congress after the building was closed for the evening. The crew was supposedly authorized to do so by top members of the Democratic Party, some who were on the panel of those so-called hearings, or as someone astutely described them as, the third impeachment of Trump. Republican congressmen reported being harassed by this comedy crew. They all spent the night in jail for their efforts until being bailed out by the puppet Triumph the Insult comedy dog. Well, not really, because I'm sure Washington, D.C. has bail reform like most Democratic-run cities. Are we going to have hearings on this insurrection?
No.
Just goes to show you how our elected officials are intertwined with the mainstream media these days, especially if you're a member of the Democratic Party.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
Next, the United States Supreme Court handed down two decisions this week that were derided by the sensitive and, may I add, violent leftists of this country. The first was the affirming of the right to bear arms, which is guaranteed by the Second Amendment to our Constitution. Though the governor of New York went on television and put on a teeth-gnashing performance, the only thing the ruling does is takes the politics out of obtaining a gun license in New York. All show, no substance. The second decision handed down was the previously leaked overturning of the Roe v. Wade decision, which posited that abortion was a constitutional right. Now, the individual states will decide, the way it should be. No, abortion is not illegal in the U.S. now, no matter what the pea-brained activists claim. There have already been attacks on Christian churches and pro-life counseling establishment, and I'm sure we'll see an escalation of this terrorism. My body, my choice is only in effect when it's down with the communist agenda. I have the sickening feeling that the bear will be poked often enough in the coming weeks to elicit a response, and it's not what the communists and their useful idiots expect it to be. Finally, I had occasion this week to travel from my tree-lined suburban street to the big city, otherwise known as Manhattan Island. Like any sane person, my preferred mode of transportation was by the trains of the Long Island Railroad. Like everything else, the fares have gone up. After about an hour of traveling, my wife and I were deposited into the famous, or should I say infamous, Pennsylvania Station, or what used to be Penn Station. The station is undergoing a revamp and has been for a while now. It seems these days it takes a very long time to complete such projects. I guess getting all the proper permits and such necessitate this. A sign of the times. Gone are all the familiar places I haunted within the station since my youth. I had fond memories of getting a slice of pizza at Caruso's while taking in a sporting event on the televisions mounted on the walls. Caruso's has actually been gone a long time. It was bought by rival Rose's Pizza, but they left the structure alone, only the name had changed. The original Rose Pizza was located in a much smaller space, mere yards from Caruso's, nearer to the arrival and departure tracks of the LIRR. A great place to grab a slice and a beer for the trip home. A Carvel soft serve ice cream store was on the other end of the station, which was lined with small stores offering cell phone repair, shoe shine and repair, luggage sale and repair, and a myriad of other useful services and restaurants. Well, they're all gone now. In their place, narrow halls with wooden boards for walls. You are constantly accosted by people asking or somewhat demanding money from you. A return or a throwback to the 1970s. Well, that's something I'm not that nostalgic for. Upon exiting Penn Station, you are surrounded by boarded-up storefronts with scaffolding overhead as you walk. Here, too, the shops, large and small, are gone, including a Tourneau store which displayed Rolex as well as other high-end watches in its windows. I spent many an hour looking at these gems while waiting for my train departure time. The most missed, at least in my case, was one of the now-defunct chain of local steak restaurants known as Tad's. They were the working man's steakhouse. The particular one located near Penn Station was a two-floor affair. You stood in line and ordered your food downstairs, where you can also sit and eat at metal tables equipped with plastic chairs, or you could choose to eat on the upper floor, which was always less crowded. That's what I did when I dined there. I was taught that trick by my dear late grandmother, Irene. When I was but a wee lad, my grandmother would have me spend a week at her place during summers on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. She took joy in showing me the sights of the city. I remember her lifting me up over the walls of the Empire State Building's observation deck, and upon looking down, I commented that the people down on the street resembled ants. There were no safety bars or cages in those days. My one and only trip on the Staten Island Ferry was also with her. On one of those tours with her, she took me to Penn Station via the A subway train, and we had a lunch upstairs at Tad's. She preferred liver and onions to steak, and I don't recall what I had. Many, many years later, my wife and I made it a habit of eating at the same place if we happened to be in the city. Its interior hadn't changed, red walls with framed photos of various landmarks of New York. Oh, we both thought that the steaks were great tasting, especially for the price. That Tad's now is now the home of a Croc footwear store. You know, I realize that things have to change, but maybe not all changes are for the better. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, take care.